Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we are here for our movie review. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And this week, we was anticipating this movie because the director is one of our favorite directors, Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, I've just followed everything that he's done. I even went back and seen The Followers, which was his first short film with his brother. If you don't know his brother, I forgot his first name, but whatever. But he's a writer. They do writing together. So as they do writing together, they work together with their movies. But he did Person of Interest, and he did a couple of other writing stints and became like a co-producer of things. But Christopher Nolan, if you did not know him, he did the infamous Memento, which was a fantastic movie about short-term memory. He jumped into another movie called The Prestige, which was about magic and magic tricks. If you didn't see that, that movie is amazing. It takes you places that you just didn't know was coming. Then he went into Insomnia. That's one that most people kind of put aside, but he had Al Pacino and Robin Williams. It's a remake of a foreign film. How about that? But it was a remake there. Then he went into the Batman series. So he became really known with the Batman series. And then he made one of my most favorite movies ever, was Inception, which was the most amazing movie ever. And rolled into Interstellar, which one I remember. He went into that one. And then now he's made this war movie called Dunkirk. I told Alicia about it, and I said, hey, Christopher's doing a war movie, and she knows I don't like war movies too much.
I like war movies.
She likes them. Mm-hmm. The most popular war movies that I was actually looking at was, which was that? The Hurt Locker.
Right.
And Zero Dark Thirty, and they was made by the same woman. Which was really, really good movies. We're going to go see another movie she made called Detroit. That's really critically acclaimed. Critics are like raving about it, but she did that. But when I first heard this, they was like, oh, it's like Private Benjamin or
Band of Brothers,
yeah, different things. Like
and I love Band of Brothers.
Never got to see that.
Yeah,
you watched it though.
Yes, I did. I watched the whole series. It was on HBO. It was really, really good, and it almost have the same feel to it, you know, where, you know, how he did it, because you didn't really the characters you watch and they build the characters along the way. I loved how he did this too. You know, yeah, how it started off.
So, quick backstory, or this was a true story. It was part of the Battle of France. So, Dunkirk is in France. So, the Battle of Dunkirk was really a military operation during World War II, where the Allies was trying to pull their people out to defend Great Britain. So, the British was over there, and they was like, look, we got to defend Britain or we'll be done. You know, historically, if they didn't get the people out of there, they wouldn't have had enough troops and they were ready to surrender to Germany. But for some reason, Germany started to pull out. They had some conversation. The Germans was like, we don't need to be around there because we don't want to be bogged down by the Allies. So they pulled back. But little did they know, if they pulled back, their forces would have been pulled back to defend Britain, which was another decisive accomplishment in order to win the war. So it was sound interesting, or just a basic story from that. But the way Christopher Nolan did it really was amazing to me. So did you, Alicia, when I told you about it, did you kind of look at it, or did you just say, I'll just wait to see what this was all about?
I'll wait to see what the movie's all about.
Yeah, because you always do that anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean the movie was really, really interesting. You know, I'm, when it comes to, like, war and slavery, I'm into the history part of it. You know I am. It was very, very, I mean, it was like, it was good, intense. Some parts I fell asleep. I almost was drowsing off in some parts. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I think that, you know, it was kind of slow in some parts. But overall, the best part, I think it was the what do you say, the flying and the, how they did the ships and. Mm-hmm. That was very, very interesting. I figured that they gave him a lot of money for that.
So, if you know Christopher Nolan, how he likes to do things, he uses IMAX cameras, so you see huge, huge cinematic views of everything. He doesn't like CGI and special effects. As I read through this prior to the movie, he used as much authentic type of costumes, even the planes, he wanted that. So he spent money to have the authenticity. Even the amount of people on the beach, those were all extras. So if you ever see the previews and there's like, it seems like it's thousands of people, it was thousands of people that he had.
Yeah,
but it replicated because it was, history says it was 330,000 soldiers in France, in Dunkirk, that they had to get out of there. So the big premise of it, what the movie focused on, was how do we get these soldiers off the beaches of Dunkirk and back to Britain? And what happened was people used their own private boats to get there, to get them out. And they was like, that is ridiculous. How could that happen? And it takes you through a three-prong vision.
Yeah,
which was the land, what happens
water,
on the sea, and what happens in the air. So when you're looking at this, it even kind of confuses you until you kind of see what they're doing. They'll repeat a sequence that happened on the boats, they'll repeat it in the air. Or they'll show something in the air, and then they'll repeat it
right.
on the boat.
Yeah.
Or they something on the boat, and they repeat it on the land.
Right. So that was the interesting part.
That was the creative part.
Yeah, that was, to me, was very, very, very interesting because, you know, there were parts in there where it's like it you've seen it in three different ways.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was really what was interesting. So you seen it from water, air, then land.
Yep.
And so each part had touched something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Which I thought was, I think that was like the more interesting part for me.
Otherwise, it would have been a straight movie.
It would have
been boring.
Yeah.
So I think part of the, and you got to be aware of this, one of the most interesting things that I think I enjoyed the most about it was there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
No, there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
People didn't talk on
that. No, it was more so the soldiers trying to get away from
This is a natural shit. I got to get the fuck out of here.
You saw fear, you saw strength,
you saw courage, you saw dedication.
Yeah.
And they didn't talk about it. So there wasn't really a star.
Yeah, it was.
They was a main character, but there wasn't a star.
Yeah, it was several main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but there wasn't no main character.
No, there wasn't no main.
And there wasn't no main hero.
Right. And there was no women in this either.
Yeah, there was no women.
No women.
No women stars. Women showed up as,
well, there were small roles, yeah, like nurses. But that was
irrelevant.
Yeah. This was a true, for real war movie.
Yeah. So if you're looking for black folks, And a lot of black folks in it. Because there wasn't a lot of black folks in that military from Britain and France.
There was,
but he may be Algerian.
Yeah, he was African. Yeah, there was an African guy right in the middle.
But those were the French.
Right, right.
So remember, the British wasn't letting the French on the boat to
leave. Right, right. But so I mean, it was, that was important. That was, I mean, you know, people, I mean, black folks ain't going to want to go see this movie because they don't know nothing. To them, this is a war that they had nothing to do with. But again, we're talking about not happening in the United States. This was a British part of the
World
British.
War II. Black people which was in French. World War II, though.
Yeah, but this was all happening in French. Yeah,
in France.
Yeah.
So, but again, I'm going to go back to the non, you know, dialogue on it. Because the non-dialogue, I thought, was so good because you're watching their actions. There was a part where one of the characters was going around the sand and he was trying to take a shit and he saw another guy. He looked at him. He looked at him. He went there and tried to help him bury the guy. And then he didn't ask for the water. He just reached out. He gave him the water. He took the water back. They looked at each other.
Yeah, but...
And they walked away.
You missed something there.
What's that?
What's that?
He stole his boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he really was taking
his boots. The scenic part of it was you saw...
His feet outside of the sand.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just kind of glossed over it. But yeah. I think that was important.
Yes, it was very important because...
But it was important later.
I mean, it was important then too because I seen it as...
Why was it important?
Because...
Why was it important then?
See, I seen it as he was stealing. I thought he stole more than just his boots.
What did he steal? What else?
His clothes.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking because, you know.
He stole his clothes. He stole his boots.
And then, you know, that's what I've seen from that scene.
But why would he do it, though?
Oh, I didn't get it until later on in the movie.
That's why I said that. All of that right there, you didn't get it. Until later, you knew that he did that. I didn't realize that he stole his clothes until later.
Mm-hmm.
I realized he stole his boots because I just thought, hey, he just needed some new boots.
Yeah, so I had an idea he's
a dead person.
Right, I had an idea he stole his clothes. Now I didn't know why.
Yeah, so
and I didn't think about the dog chains.
Nope, I didn't think about.
I knew about the clothes, but not the dog chain. So
I only thought about the boots.
Right, right,
and you know, and he didn't talk. Throughout the whole thing.
Exactly. He didn't. Like you said, the dialogue was, you know.
The lack of dialogue was really good.
Yeah.
Because they didn't need to talk because you saw what was going on. So when they looked over at another point, and all of this was really barely talking, but that character, he's one of the main characters, but he barely talks. He looked at the medics taking the wounded.
No, the other guy did.
No. The other guy. Oh, yeah. The other guy looked at the people. And then they looked at each other.
And they saw he's looking.
And they saw a guy laying
there.
Yeah.
And then they picked him.
And they both picked him up.
Yeah.
They didn't say a word.
Yeah.
But the eye contact and then the picture that shows them looking at the boat and everyone else said, this is what we need to do.
Right.
They picked them up and then it went from there. And they show everybody being loaded, and all you see is them just moving.
Right, right.
Moving. They just tried to get on it. It's like, I have to find a way to get on this boat.
They did.
And they did. And then they say, get the hell off the boat.
Yeah. And they snuck underneath.
Right.
Then a bomb came.
And blew up the damn boat that everybody was on.
Yep, exactly.
So glad they weren't on the boat.
I mean, it was just so crazy because, you know, I was like, okay, oh, they're getting away. And each and every time. They tried to get. They got back. It's like draw them back onto the beach.
Back onto the beach.
Right.
And
I mean,
it was continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they'll get away, and there's a certain amount of boats that was out there. The German planes come through and just bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah.
It was realistic. The way it looked, it looked like it was actually bombing these people. Remember that one time that. They was dropping bombs on the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy just laid there. And it was like one, two,
mm-hmm.
three. And you thought the next bomb would hit him. But then it just flew off.
Right,
and he was like, wow. It was just shocking points of the editing to say, I'm going to get to a point. Then I'm going to pull away.
Yeah, there was no special effects.
It was great editing
and
great photography.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good. Especially the planes.
The planes and the way the boats were just sinking.
Right.
And they showed you how the boats actually would sink.
Right, right.
Because, you know, in other films, bomber hit a boat and then the boat would keep moving on and, you know. But they hit these a couple of times, that boat sunk fast.
Yeah.
And these people were constantly jumping off the boat after they got on the boat.
I mean, it was very, very visual. Very
and
visual.
It was intense in a lot of areas, it was. Too. But like you said, the visuals of it was the firefights in the air, and it made you kind of like you were in the plane. He was like, look, I only got 30 minutes worth of gas.
Oh. Now, that was cool. Yeah. That was really cool when he was able to tell him, I only have 50 gallons of gas, and he put a time, and so he was able to track it. And that was really interesting. Yeah. I really liked that. The one thing I did was kind of wondering. I was like, damn, do they have a rear view mirror on the plane? And it just so happened they showed it. I'm like, oh, okay. So y'all ain't stupid.
Who the hell is flying behind me?
Oh, I was like, he was like, god damn. Oh, yeah, there's a plane. I was like, oh, thank you.
Exactly. So that it was the visuals and really, the one going back to the planes. The way they was filming the planes was amazing. It was like you were flying with them. You was flying behind them. Because as they turned, you turned with them. You looked from above down on them. And when they panned off to the side, it was a great view on all of them flying.
Well, see, how I like how he did it. He did water first. Mm-hmm. You know how he had all the boats. He showed the boats. Then he showed the planes.
Yep.
Then he showed them killing all the planes, okay? Then he showed, you know, it was land. It was like land, you know, water.
It was the mole. They call it the mole.
Right.
Which was the land.
Right.
Then it was sea.
Yeah, and they would show sea.
And then
he showed the air.
Then air, yeah.
Then he came back around and then showed how it all kind of, came together.
But remember, the firefight with the planes, they didn't show that on the land until later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the air fight was later on. I mean, was at the beginning portion, but they only showed you what occurred later on.
Right.
And you was kind of like, damn, what the fuck? They did it again, but it was the same thing.
It was the same thing.
It was just a different sequence.
Exactly.
Because you was focusing on it. And I think that concept of the way the editing and the filming was really cool, but if you didn't pay attention, you'll get confused.
Well, see, that's why a lot of critics like it. The editing was amazing.
It was amazing.
And how he did the story in different versions, different ways, was amazing.
Because remember that one, when he flew over, the people was jumping out of the boat.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, they must have just bombed that boat. But then later on, the boat they was jumping out of was the boat that they shot up on the beach.
Right.
And they was jumping out. And then you got like, oh, that was that boat.
Right.
But I thought it was a new boat. But it wasn't a new boat. It was the previous boat. And you was like, oh, shit. Then you started kind of like, wait a minute. A lot of this stuff already happened. Remember what?
Right. And you know what I love about it? Because, you know, you mentioned Mementos and he did. And people didn't understand it.
No, because it went in
he
reverse.
He did an excellent job. Excellent job to making people understand how the movie actually
So he
is.
Did he did it, I think, because he knew people probably wouldn't get it.
No, they
because his creativity with Memento, people didn't get it until later on. Then it became a cult classic and then people started looking at it like, whoa, did you see that? Yeah, I saw it. God damn it.
Several times. Yeah, several times over.
I had to see it twice because at first I'm like, what the hell was that all about?
Right.
But then you got it. But this one, it made you look at it and like, okay. Oh, shit. That was the other portion. And then you kept connecting and you kept connecting.
Yeah, he really did a good job. I mean, anybody who can go see them will understand. Totally.
So
totally
you can look at it without kind of, putting it together and get it. Because it still looked like they were different scenes. But the issue is it was different perspectives of the scenes.
Right.
So it looked like it was longer, but if he shortened it all up, the only difference was when they was on a boat and then and the torpedo hit them and they jumped off. And then that one guy was on the boat.
Yeah, because we was like, he's like, torpedo. I was like, oh
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I was like, What the hell? Because they was yelling. They was like, turn around.
And the guy opened up, and the one who didn't speak
saved their life.
Yeah, opened up that door.
Yeah.
Sure did.
So I thought, but the way he did it, because they was all drowning inside of it. So I don't know. Even at the end, remember they jumped off the boat, and when the plane crashed and caught the oil on fire.
Right.
Because the oil came from the boat, and it was like, get away from the oil. But I don't know, because remember, he was one of the last ones on there, too.
Okay, yeah.
So, but you never know.
Right.
That was a good thing. You didn't have to know if he died or lived.
Yeah, because you didn't know who.
You didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know. I mean, it was hard to tell who was who after the oil was going to everybody. Yeah,
all over their face and everything.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell? So
other than the asshole dude that wanted to shoot the guy that was in the boat.
Didn't he die?
No, he was on the train with him.
Okay.
That was the guy who was on the train
with him.
So,
yeah, he kept running his damn mouth.
Yeah,
until he fell asleep.
He's a spy. He's a Nazi spy. He's like, you don't know that.
Yeah,
he never spoke, and then he spoke in French, and it was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
So it was a French guy. So to that point, now the guy who stole the uniform and the boots, he actually was French, and he wanted to get off the island, but they wasn't letting any of the French off. So if he changed his clothes to look like a British soldier. Mm-hmm. He would be able to get off the island.
That's what it was.
And then, because remember, he looked at his dog tags.
Right.
And it was like, you're not no Wilson and whatever like that. But he did it because the French couldn't get off the island. All the British had priority to get on the boat.
Right.
So he knew the only way he can get
that
out.
That was it, yeah.
If he had the uniform of a what you call
yeah,
a soldier.
Yeah, of a British soldier. Because, yeah, they would make it difficult for anybody to get off. I remember them saying, no, you can't get off. Yeah. Only the British.
Yep. Only the British. Yeah. Get the hell back.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So that was, like, really, really good. It was a simple war movie, but it's the way he filmed it, the way he edited it. The lack of dialogue that made you look at the people.
Yeah.
Had to watch the people to understand what was going on.
Yeah. The one thing that was really crazy was when they were taking people's personal boats. And the one guy decided that he was going to not put the sailors on the boat to.
But why did he do that?
Because he wanted to give back because his son had died.
Yeah. So his son was a U-boat operator.
Right. But also the other boy died on doing it, George. I could never forget that damn name.
George?
The one who got hit in the head.
Yeah, by that asshole dude. The other asshole.
He was so scared.
Yeah, he was scared and shivering and shit.
Hey, we can't go back.
Yeah, I mean, but you see, I mean, that's what you were saying, you know, that's part of the war. And so he was like, you know, he was weak.
Yeah.
And you, but
he
there
couldn't
was,
take it.
Yeah, but you had the other ones was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to try to get in the front of the line and get on a goddamn boat. And
I'm going to get out of here. But even with them trying to get out of here, they still were brave, though.
Yeah.
They still was brave. Yeah,
they tried everything.
They tried everything. They was helping each other.
Yeah, they were.
They were still brave. But you saw in the war, there were people that couldn't take it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just couldn't take it. His son died. The guy who had his personal boat.
Mm-hmm.
But he still said, I got to do my job.
Yeah.
I got to help the people in the war.
Which was cool because the plane, the actual plane didn't realize the boats were saving the people.
He didn't care about that.
He wanted to make sure
that they wouldn't bomb any of the boats.
Mm-hmm.
His job was, don't allow them to drop bombs on the boats.
Yeah, because
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, okay.
He was cool. I always liked Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's a good actor. But he played the pilot. You know, he wasn't like a big hero, but he happened to become a hero. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes you know who the hero is and goes through that, but they didn't show him as a hero. They just showed him as a pilot. And he happened to be a hero at the end. But overall, he just was a pilot doing his job. And then the general was compassionate to say, look, I'm not leaving here.
Yeah.
And shall I get the French off of here?
Yeah, get
too?
The French off of him. Yeah. I would love to have found out what happened to him.
The general?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was cool. He was really compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
He was really compassionate.
He was like, what the hell? Really... He's like, we got more soldiers on here. We're not worrying about that.
Well, they only... He was like, they need 30,000. He said, we got 400,000 on this beach.
Yep, he sure did.
He said, they're going to get a little more than they expect. And he just, his effort was like, let's keep doing
it. Yeah, because he was talking to the other general, I guess.
No, I think he was like a colonel or whatever. He was underneath him.
Right, right.
He was underneath him.
But it was, the other that, guy, that was just interesting. And I liked that he, it's, it was still, the way he did it was still like old fashioned, old school.
Yeah.
You know, which I really love the old movies like that.
He made it look like that too. It was in the brightest parts was when they was taking the boats, and then when they was getting off the train when the people was cheering them. Right. That was the brightest portion.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was pretty gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was always something burning on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever you saw them, the planes coming toward the beach, there was smoke coming off.
Now,
the
awesome part is when that plane, it was drifting.
Yeah.
And he shot that. He yeah. shot the other
plane. As soon as he drift, that plane, it was like, bah, 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 bah. And he kept trying to get that plane.
Yeah, yeah.
While running out of fucking gas.
Yeah, yeah.
He was running out of gas. I was like, wow.
And the only thing we kept saying, being you could get out the plane.
Just jump out the damn
plane. Get out the plane. And he was, it was like he was trying to save the fucking plane.
But then he burnt the plane because he landed too far.
Mm-hmm.
And he landed over in the German territory.
German side, yeah.
And
yeah.
They took him.
I mean, then, you know, the cool thing is you finally saw who he was.
Yeah. No, you saw who he was when he was, before he was talking.
He had all the hats and stuff.
No, I saw who he was when he pulled it. You know, when they talked,
the mask.
They watched
the
mask.
Yeah.
But they take it off. And I was like, oh, that's Tom Hardy right there. Mm. So, but I knew he was on the movie. So,
okay.
I only saw a little bit of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it was him.
Okay.
But for you, if you didn't know who it was, you only knew it when he took his
right,
helmet
right,
off.
Right.
This was an amazing war movie. And it was an amazing war movie by the way it was made.
I hope it get nominated.
So it should get nominated for a lot of shit.
Yeah. I mean, even though what we're in, it came out in July. And normally movies
but it's
like
late August.
Yeah.
He'll get the nod because of probably the cinematography, the
right,
editing.
Right.
And a lot of that portion.
Right.
Which will make them say, what a good movie.
Right.
You
There's
know what
no
I mean?
Main actor in there.
No, it wasn't.
And I love the fact that he didn't do that. He didn't make no, you know, major star. Everybody did their part to make the movie the way it is.
So they were stars in there, but they weren't main stars.
Yeah, they wasn't.
They wasn't the main. The main guy barely said anything in it.
Right.
The guy from the beginning when he was walking down the street all the way to the end, he barely said a word. He spoke, but he barely said a
yeah,
word.
Yeah, because everybody else got shot but him.
Yep. Lucky bastard. but it was cool, though. So it wasn't even like, man, this dude should have been got killed. You wasn't worrying about that because there was so much other things going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they were walking down the street. He was about to take a shit.
Yep, couldn't take a shit.
He tried to take another shit. Couldn't
take that. They start shooting him. And I was like, wow,
this is funny. I said, so did he ever get it? Did he ever get a chance to take a shit? And you know what was really interesting? When they were all in the bottom of that ship.
Yeah, so That was cool. So when he was eating the jelly and bread,
yeah,
and he was
tea.
Like, "Where your friend at?" And he was like, "Think he's looking for a way to get out."
Yeah, just in case they bombed the ship.
Yeah, and they bombed the fucking ship. So that was so cool too. I didn't expect that. The way he did the explosions was so devastating. The explosions were devastating. It mm-hmm. wasn't just explosions. So it hit the side of the boat. And water came in immediately.
Yeah.
It didn't go like, oh, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
We're flooded. We got to get out of here. It was like, boosh, and they were all there.
Yeah, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. It's not going to take all day. Yeah. And then the other part I thought was cool, too. When they was waiting inside the boat, and they start shooting at it. And
oh,
it was like,
yeah.
No. He's only doing target practice. And they waited, and they waited, and then they kept shooting it. And then the water started leaking in. And then the guy got up to try to cover it. And then he shot. The guy got shot. He started yelling. And then he started shooting at it. And then it was like, nah, we got to get the hell off the boat. And the boat was drifting. So that was a whole separate part. And then later on, the general and all of them start talking, blah, blah, blah. They was talking and talking. Then they all look to the left and say, hey, what's that? Oh, that was a boat that was on the shore and is drifting off to sea. That was them in there.
Yeah.
They were just taking fire. Yeah. And they thought nothing of it because they didn't know anybody was in it.
Wow.
So then you like, oh shit. That was the part that we just saw.
Yeah, and then the boat, you saw the boat coming, you saw the people come jumping off the boat.
That was later on.
Right, that was later on. That was late. I was like, oh my God, that's like, okay, that's the boat. That was next to the other boat.
That's the other boat. And I was like, but he just kept jumping it, but you understood it.
Yeah, I definitely understood it. Now you knew when you saw it from air, what that boat was.
But when you saw it from air, it showed the boat. Not them jumping off yet.
No, it was actually like tipping over, like it was water was getting in. But
even before he got to that point, the boat wasn't tipping over yet. But then when he got closer and they start shooting at the other boat, then he saw the boat like tipping over.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut it. And then when they cut back to the water, then the people on the other boat was looking at the people with the boat jumping off it.
Right,
which we just saw from the air.
Right.
But then you showed them getting out of the boat. And I was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, it was just different. I mean, he just did just totally perspectives. Yeah, different perspectives of it. Yeah.
So that's why I said the way he did it makes it such a good movie, one to see, and should be nominated.
I know because
he did such a he different did. Way.
Because like when the second plane landed on the water.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool too.
And he was trying to get out. No, and we was wondering why he didn't jump out.
Yeah, because when he first landed, why didn't he get out?
No. When the plane got hit in the air.
Yeah.
And he was posted and it was like, get out the plane.
He couldn't get out.
Because the darn thing was stuck.
But you didn't know that.
No, you didn't.
Until it was in the water. Right. And then they showed the perspective from in the water.
And then he was like, he had his hand out like this.
So he was, and he the other guy waved back at him.
Exactly.
He was like, oh, okay.
No, it wasn't that.
No, he was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. I'm stuck in here. Exactly.
That was like, what the fuck? And then he was trying to break it.
Yep. And then the water got in because remember the guy's son from the commercial boat was like, he could be dead. His shoot ain't out. He said, but he could be alive.
Yep, he sure could. Like, his father had tears in his eyes too, and he said that
he could be alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went back, and then they switched back to the guy in the plane, and he was trying to break it with his flare gun.
Yeah,
and he was just hitting it, and then all of a sudden, too much water got in there, and then he looked up and he heard a crack, like, and then he got to get out.
Yep.
And I was like, cool. He saved him.
Yep.
That was his boy and shit.
Yep. So. And he was damn in a blue damn suit and tie.
Yeah, I know. He was still.
I was like, and then the guy was, who said?
At the end, the guy was at the end. Where were you?
Yeah, where were you?
And then the other guy, then like, the dad guy, he was like, they know where you were.
Yeah.
He shook his hand, and I was like,
yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Don't worry. People know what you did.
Yeah.
And I was like, so it was. I really like the fact that people didn't pontificate saying, oh, in the war, I was a such and such, or trying to brag. You just saw people who wanted to survive. It was about, I need to survive. I'm showing bravery. I'm showing dedication. I'm showing tenacity. I'm showing all of this without telling you it.
Yeah.
You just saw it.
Yeah.
And that's why I enjoyed it. But to your point, it kind of took you sleepy down because there wasn't enough dialogue to keep you looking up at the screen. You sort of had to wait for what's next.
Yeah, you did.
And because like they didn't tell you what was next.
This was not like, super action kind of movie. Like,
no, but it was surprising because you never knew. Because even on the boat at night, you thought everything was fine. And all of a sudden, a damn torpedo hit him and sink the goddamn boat.
Yeah,
and then that asshole guy was on the boat. Don't put him on there. We'll come back for you. And I was like, oh, what an asshole.
I can't remember. Did he die?
Nah. Yes.
No, he didn't.
No, because at the end, remember.
He went back on the. Yeah, he was on
like,
the pier.
Is the kid okay?
Yeah.
And they looked at him. He was like, yeah, he's okay. And then when he was on the pier, he looked back and saw that the body was taken off the boat. and he knew the kid died.
Yeah.
And he knocked him in the head and fucking bust his head open.
I know.
He's like, we gotta go back. But again, that's war.
Yeah.
He was traumatized of what happened.
Yeah, because he didn't want to die.
Get over
yeah.
He couldn't
didn't
get over
die,
it,
and he was saying everybody else is gonna die, and you don't want to go there because you're gonna die. So I was like, God damn it.
Everybody gonna die.
Everybody gonna die. Mama, like, okay. Die. Yeah, but you know, that wasn't the case because, you know, at the end it was, you know, a lot of people did get away and they were just glad to be on land, you know. So it was really, really, I think it was a really good movie.
No, I think it was an outstanding movie. I just, again, I'm not a big, fan.
War.
I'm not a big war movie fan. You have to really come at it in a different perspective. And he did it so well.
I mean, it wasn't gory.
It wasn't gory.
It wasn't like extremely violent. It was war.
But it was devastating.
It was a devastating kind of.
Because way bombs hit and just wipe shit out.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to think besides when, did they shoot people? I'm trying to think from like on land, you know, when he was running through.
From the beginning, remember?
Right.
They shot those guys that was running.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah, they didn't show. Oh, when the plane shot the people, remember?
Right, they showed up
from the sky
again, but that wasn't like right up front where you see blood coming out or
yeah,
nothing like
so
that.
His intent wasn't to say, "I want to over dramatize the killing."
Exactly, he
it
didn't.
It wasn't about
yeah, exactly
blowing people up
exactly.
and seeing bodies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was this is just what happened. Move on.
Yes,
he blew the bridge up. People were on the bridge. You knew they died. He blew the boats up. People were in the boats. You knew they died.
And the way he did it, it was like you see them like thrown off of it from the bomb hitting. You didn't see, besides the wounded getting onto the boats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see. I mean, there was nothing like.
It wasn't about the gore, which that was another good point that he was like, I don't need to.
Yeah, and that's exactly
I didn't need to.
That was another thing that was really different about it. Because, you know, when they talk about war, they talk about
war.
Arms and, yeah,
see, if you're in war,
dramatic part of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And so this was, it wasn't like that. That's why I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm like, it wasn't like that. The way he did
but
it
he
was really.
He switched it to, once again, courage,
mm-hmm.
bravery,
mm-hmm.
and tenacity to get out of there. How the fuck am I going to get out of there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I got to help you to help me get out of there, I'm going to do that.
Right.
If we got to band together to do this, to get out of here, I'm going to do that.
Right.
If I'm going to help somebody to help me, I'm going to get out of here. And that's what it all was.
Right.
They didn't really, the only two parts that said, I'm not going to let you get out was the one inside the boat when they were shooting at it, and they was like, he should go out because the boat is too heavy, because I think he is a spy. And then the other one at the beginning when they said, no, only the British has to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they all got out, and in the end, the general still says, I'm waiting here because I got to get the French out of here.
Right,
as well.
Right.
So there wasn't people being that cruel. And the asshole on the boat, too, that tried to make them turn back around, and then he couldn't do anything after he hurt the little boy, and the little teenage boy. He couldn't.
They should have kept his ass locked up in that guy. But he got out. He got out. That's right. He got out to the top. Bastard.
Throw his ass overboard.
I know. Damn Winkling.
Asshole. But anyway, so another great Christopher Nolan movie. So he's building a great resume, and I was really impressed by this. It was really intense at times that you don't know what was happening. Because every time they tried to get out, them Germans was bombing the shit out of them.
They sure them were.
But they didn't give up. So that's what I loved about it, too. They could have got back on the island and said, hey, look, let's just sit back. We're never going to get off of here. But they was like, somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Well, let's try this. Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. And it was like, wow. You know, they were just brave to the point of, we're going to keep trying. We're going to try because our country needs us. And we got to get off this island, off the beach of Dunkirk.
So, yeah, Dunkirk. Dunkirk.
Yeah. So I rate this a solid 8, maybe an 8.25.
Yeah, that was, I was going to do an 8.
Yeah, a solid 8.
Mm-hmm.
I can go a little higher, but I'm going to say a solid 8. And a solid 8 is really, really based off the way he did the movie. The way he did the movie was well worth it. I think if I see it again and see a little more detail, I can see a lot more, and I still would raise it higher, but right now, it's a solid 8.
I wouldn't see it again, though.
You wouldn't?
No.
A little too slow, and you saw it?
War movies I could only do one time.
So it's this too, wasn't it's, the... It's, that, I want to see it again because the way he did the movie.
I can,
not
I,
the movie.
I understand that. You know what I mean? I understand that.
Yeah.
But... No,
I know that for you. No, I get that.
I know, don't get me wrong. I would watch a war story, but it'd be like just, you know, one time. Like Band of Brothers, I watched once and that was enough for me.
Yeah, I wasn't really want to see that shit.
Yeah, but, you know, they won many awards for that too.
Yeah.
But either way, it's like, you know, like I can understand why you would watch it again. Yes, it's the how he did it and just going back and just seeing it more of a visual way to see it more... You yeah, know, where you could, you know, you can understand it a little bit better. So there's pieces that you miss and you could just fill in the blanks. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So the thing is, when you look at it and the way it's done, you'll say, oh, okay. Oh, I get that. Oh, all right. So I just really, really, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And if you take the time to check it out and look through it and take the time to kind of say it's not your regular war movie, then you'll be like, wow, okay, gotcha. So the other woman I was talking about was Kathleen Bigelow. Kathleen Bigelow did Hurt Locker, Zero Dark 30, and the new Detroit movie.
Yeah, Detroit.
So she brings that emotional... feeling.
She remind me of Ava
too. Yeah, she's very good though.
Yeah, she remind me of Ava.
She's very good.
She's selected about what she does. Very selected.
But she does what she wants to
do. Yeah, exactly.
And now that she's proven that I'm good at what I do.
Yeah,
they giving her the money to do that.
They are.
And again, we don't know the behind the scenes that maybe she's really still have to fight. But if she's fighting for these movies that she's doing. She's doing a damn good job.
Yeah. Yeah. So she sure is.
You definitely, you know, give her all the credit in the world. But Christopher Nolan, that's my man. He did another great movie. So I'm good to go. And that's what I got. Any last things, baby?
No, that's it.
Sure. This is Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Check us out on BougieBlackBrother.com. Get the app, BougieBlackBrotherPodbean.com.
And like us on iTunes. Put a comment on there. Put a, how much you like our show. Yeah. Please.
iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and you don't go through Bougie Black Brother, go to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Because we have all our movies and different other things on that. But if you're not doing anything and you don't use iTunes, hit us up on Twitter, Fine Black Woman, BLK, Bougie Black Bro, BRO, and Instagram and Twitter. Hit us up on that and we'll be glad to share whatever you share back with us. I'll be ecstatic. So, that's Bougie Black Brother from Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And real quick, we'll be seeing Atomic Blonde next. Because Charlize Theron, that's my girl there. She's a great actress. She's fun. And she's doing different things. She's doing more exciting roles now. You know, she was just on The Fast and the Furious. She was an asshole on there. But played a good asshole. Give her credit for that. But now she's the Atomic Blonde. They said this is the female John Wick. So I was like, ooh, Because we love John Wick.
Yeah, we love John Wick.
Kill my dog.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Ooh. So, thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Later.
Bye.